Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me? Okay, great. Thanks for taking 2 precious hours on a Saturday out to come to our forum. The forum is organized by Sione, and Sione is a community for Asian queer women. Online, it has a blog and a forum at www.sayoni.com. That's SAYONI.com. Just a few housekeeping rules. Can we please ask you to turn your mobile phones to silent? And also, if you need to use them, please proceed downstairs. We'd like to thank TheatreWorks for lending us this cozy space for the forum tonight. To show our appreciation to them, we are going to pass a bag around, so maybe you can drop your change in here for them. Okay. For those of you who don't have seats, feel free to sit down at the sides of the chair, because it will be about 2 hours in length and you might get tired. Yeah. Yeah, you can sit down on the sides of the chairs. Just feel free, make yourself at home. Okay, before we begin, can we have a show of hands? How many of you here are women? Please raise your hands, yeah. Okay. And, so few of you. Okay, how many of you here identify as queer? Like lesbian, bisexual, etc.? Okay, very good. Just wanted to make sure that you came to the right place at the right time. Okay. As suggested by the title of the forum, which is Living, Loving and Leaving, we have invited women of various ages and backgrounds to share their experiences as queer women living in Singapore. So through their stories and perspectives, we'll get to see how the social context has changed over the years as well. I'll invite each speaker to introduce their names and ages to you and maybe tell us briefly about themselves. Yeah. First up is Elsa.
Okay. Hi, I'm Elsa. I'm 19 this year, in 2 weeks' time, and I'm waiting to enter SMU. Previously, I was from NJC and SCGS. And... I love softball. I like sports. And that's about it.
Hi, I'm Ange. I'm 23, going 24. I just graduated, so I'm... Can you hear me at the back? Okay, that's great. I'm still sort of bumming around until I can do something that I really like. I majored in psychology. For anything else, you can ask me personally. I'll be happy to tell you. Yeah.
So if you have a job offer for Ange, you can approach her after the talk.
Okay. What kind of job offer?
Yeah, that's what they're going to talk to you about. Okay. So Jean's next.
Yeah. Hi. If I mumble, just wave, okay? I tend to mumble. My name is Jean. Okay, I'm 31 years old, sorry. And I work in the media, and most of the time I do nothing lah, but talk. Obviously, that's why I'm here. So, next.
Mei Ling.
Hi, my name is Mei Ling. I'm turning 41 on the 21st of this month. I run when I can't cope with stress, and I'm here tonight.
Thank you, Elsa, Angie, Jean, and Mei Ling. Tonight we'll be touching on a range of issues like identity, coming out, dating, relationships, and aging. But we'd like to think of it as a chat between friends. So feel free to pose questions later during the question and answer session. In the meantime, I will be asking the questions. Okay, our first topic is identity. So my first question for the speakers is, when did you first know you were queer and how did you know? Who wants to go first? Okay, also, by default.
Everybody look at me, so I suppose this is where I start. Okay, women and children first, right? Children first. Okay, I never really knew when I was queer. It was more like an unconscious feeling that I kind of buried inside myself. So gradually, it just started to come up and I couldn't deny it. So there wasn't any like, you know, moment whereby I knew I was queer. And when I came out to myself, that was when I was 16 to 17, when I had my first bad thought about a girl and I realized this is going somewhere serious. So yeah, I came out when I was 17. And then I came out to my friends after that. And the ball started rolling and I started coming out more. And that was when my identity as queer became more and more stronger. Yeah.
Great, thanks. Angie?
Okay, I knew I was queer, but at the time, there wasn't this term queer, you know. So when I was about 14, I liked one of my, she was this camp leader, so I liked her, so I knew I could like swing both ways, yeah. So, but nothing happened because I didn't dare to hit on her or anything, which was a good thing I didn't, yeah, because it would have been embarrassing. So anyway, along the way, I didn't really do anything much about it because I didn't know that many gay people to begin with. So it was only until I was 21, then I decided that I would step into the circle. So after I stepped into the circle, I got a girlfriend. And after I got a girlfriend, I came out to my mother. So I don't really know when I came out to myself because I was kind of cool about it. With myself.
Right, it's a gradual process for both of you so far, right? Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, my turn. I realized I'm gay when I was 5 years old and like the girl sitting next to me. Then I thought it's like natural, I don't know. Then, I think the difference between Elsa and Ange is that when they came out, they just came out to their parents. People in my generation, there's no such thing as support groups. Or anything online during that time, internet is not a big thing. So my first education was in clubs. The first gay lesbian club that I went to is Dada's. So anyone knows Dada's?
Well, I'm showing your age.
Not only, can't be, right? How about Spartacus, Moondance, anybody?
Okay, I think they don't dare to admit it.
I don't believe, okay? I thought I saw some of you before. That was my first education. During my time, that was when I started coming out, knowing more gay people, and then Dada's is in Boat Quay, by the way. And then the butch and femme divide during that time is very obvious. It's either your butch or your femme. There's no such thing as in between. Yeah, if two feminine girls are together, everybody else will gossip. So, it's true. That was about almost more than 10 years ago. But as I go along, I meet other gay people. I become more aware of who I am. About the fact that I'm a woman, I'm gay, I'm this and that. So that was my coming up process. Unless you want to know more juicy stuff.
Yeah, maybe later we'll ask you about whether you identify as butch or femme at that time. Next one is Mei Ling.
Hi, I came out to myself when I was 34 years old. Prior to that, I had relationships with men. And I've always liked girls, but I never thought more than that. And one day I decided to look into that part of my life. I went on a trek. I took 45 days off to Nepal, and when I finished my trek, I decided that that, you know, I think I'm gay. I think I'm gay. So I left the man who I was with, soon after which I had my first girlfriend. And after the first night I spent with that girl, I was very sure that I'm gay. So that's
right. There was no escaping it anymore.
Yeah. I had a good time. Yeah.
We would hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you thinking about doing that trek?
Well,
did you meet many beautiful women on the trek?
No. Well, I thought about the times that I spent with the men that I was with, you know, the good times that I have and stuff like that. And I also thought about the sex. Okay, the sex was okay, you know, but I kept thinking about boobs and butts of women and all that. So it's something that I had to think about.
You mean during, like, when you were with other men, you were thinking about women at the time?
Oh, yes. Okay. So, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. So it's pretty clear then. Right, what do you all think about the... Because I noticed the younger generation, some of them say we don't identify with any of these labels, like butch or femme, andro. What do you all think of that?
Okay, personally, I identify as... Okay, this new generation term, PL.
Does
anyone know what that means? Okay, it means pure lesbian. It means that you're feminine and you like a feminine girl. Yeah.
Okay.
Personally, for me, I actually don't really understand the butch femme binary. Personally, from a personal point of view, I find it quite heterosexual in nature.
In what way?
Because there's a clear-cut male role and a female role in the relationship. But for me, I'm the kind of person who doesn't like gender roles in a relationship.
So you like for there to be versatility?
Yeah, I rather that we are like on this equal level. There is no, oh, you do this thing, you do that thing, I play this role, you know?
That sounds a bit like, well, you're talking about power dynamics there.
Kind of. It's like, usually, I don't know, maybe the man in the relationship would be the one who pays, who maybe does the manly things like bring the girl home. Or something like that, but I feel that, you know, there should be just
they should take turns.
Yeah, there should be equality in it. Okay. And no one is higher or lower than the other.
Alright.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, I think labels are just for convenience. It describes the physical appearance, but when it comes to like power dynamics, that can really be very different. Let's say even in a heterosexual relationship, the wife may be the one wearing the pants in the house. You know, she may be the one commanding the man to go around and do everything. So, yeah, come. Yeah, labels are just for the physical appearance. What do I identify as? I think most people will call me what Kelly will pronounce as femme.
Okay? Yeah, because it's a French word. And it actually just means woman, which includes everybody right here, right? Almost everyone.
So we are femme, okay? Because I dress like it, I look like it. Yeah, but when I start doing so-called unfemme things, then people get shocked. So
what kind of unfemme things?
Like if I make the first move.
Oh.
And if I get very aggressive. I've actually scared away like two girls. So it's bad. Yeah.
But by appearance, people think that you are feminine, so...
Obviously, people think I'm feminine, yeah.
Okay.
You can label me any way you wish,
Okay.
Yeah, okay?
Alright. Jean?
Actually, I want to disagree with them. I think that labels is a preference. I mean, there's a lot of dissing about, oh, you know, butch and femme and whatever, but, I mean, whatever rocks your boat, then... That's it, lah. You know, you don't have to follow the trend now. I mean, after L word, I think everybody wants to be like them. I think, lah. I'm not sure. So, what's the question again? I forgot.
Just what do you think of the labels? Yeah.
So, anyway, when I was growing up, I didn't have any gay friends. Then I thought that the only way to love a girl is to be a man. Then I figured maybe I'm transgender. And then, as I go along, then I realize, I like to be a girl. Then when I meet other gay people, and then I realized that they started calling me Butch. But I'm so not Butch, I'm a wimp. I would get my girlfriends to carry my things, and I'm like, why?
Princess.
Yeah, so I'm a princess in disguise.
Wanna be diva.
Yeah, so as I go along, I begin to explore more of myself, so I think that labels, I mean, if you like it, then use it, but if you don't like it,
it's useful. Uh-huh. Okay.
I think labels are necessary because I think it categorizes you, and it's easy for people to understand when you tell them what are the types that you like and stuff like that. So for me, I think it's useful. I identify as a butch, but I have a friend in the crowd that says I'm a closet femme. So I disagree with Elsa, because in my first relationship, I was rather the butch, and my girlfriend was a real femme. And she's a biker femme, and she repairs the tap. She rides the bike. I was the pillion. And, you know, and she brings in, she cooks and stuff like that. So, well, I don't think there's a fixed rule. Like butchers, you know, will do the hard job. You know, I don't think so.
Wait. You were saying, right, that labels are necessary because it helps you know your preferences?
Yeah, that's
right.
That's
like totally goneness now, you know. These days, I mean, if we get farms and farms.
Yeah.
Angels and angels.
No, which is fine. So you can say, I am a farm and I like a farm. Or it's like, what Elsa says, I am a PL because I'm a femme and I like a femme. So you know what I mean? It's useful in that sense.
To her, okay, yeah.
I don't understand why it's useful. Why is it useful?
What does butch and femme refer to? Is it just the appearance? Is it some kind of role in relationship? Maybe you can elaborate about what you think that means.
Well, I think for me, it's the look. For me, I think
it's just the appearance.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's how you dress and stuff like that, yeah.
Appearance only. What do you think, Angie?
Okay. I think it's appearance only.
Okay, very good. We agree.
Not necessary.
Okay.